SRN News. I'm Keith Peters reporting. G7 leaders have agreed to lend Ukraine billions backed by Russia's frozen assets.
The G7 leaders have decided to create a $50 billion loan for Ukraine using the windfall profits of Russia's central bank funds that have been frozen in Europe for roughly 2 years now. But there has been a lot of consternation between nations about how to unfreeze the money, whether it's legal to do so, and what legal mechanisms could be used to do this with Russia's money. The funds themselves are not being used for this loan. It's the profits on the funds.
That's correspondent Fatima Hussein reporting. The money could reach Kyiv before the end of the year, according to U.S. and French officials. An American reporter will be tried for spying in Russia.
U.S. reporter Evan Gershkovich, who has been jailed for over a year in Russia, is to stand trial, according to officials. The Wall Street Journal reporter has been in a Russian prison accused of espionage. Authorities say he'll stand trial in the Ural mountain city of Yekaterinburg. The prosecutor general's office said Gershkovich is accused of gathering secret information on orders from the CIA about a facility that produces and repairs military equipment. This is the first time details of the accusations against him have been revealed. If convicted, Gershkovich faces up to 20 years in prison. I'm Karen Chemas.
The Supreme Court has made it harder for the federal government to win court orders when it suspects a company of interfering in unionization campaigns in a case that stemmed from a labor dispute with Starbucks. On Wall Street, a mixed day as the Dow was down by 65 points, but the Nasdaq rose 59, the S&P advanced 12. This is SRN News. Franklin Graham will be overseas this weekend.
The popular evangelist is scheduled to preach the gospel at an arena in Birmingham on June 15th, the first of two stops he has planned for the United Kingdom this month. On the 22nd, he will preach in Glasgow. Contemporary Christian music stars, including Michael W. Smith, will perform at the gospel festivals. Graham toured the UK back in 2022, despite efforts by gay activists to get his leases canceled at several stadiums. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Attorneys for homosexuals, teachers, and major publishers have asked a federal appeals court to affirm a lower court order that blocked key parts of an Iowa law banning books. The measure bars the use of books that include pornographic images from school libraries and classrooms. It also forbids teachers from raising gender identity and sexual orientation issues with younger students. The Republican-led legislature approved the law last year. This is SRN News. A House committee subpoenas 15 Biden cabinet secretaries to hand over documents regarding what they call a voter mobilization scheme. We hear more on the story from correspondent Bernie Bennett reporting from Capitol Hill.
In March of 2021, President Biden signed an executive order called Promoting Access to Voting, which states that executive departments and agencies shall partner with state, local, tribal, and territorial election officials, eliminate discrimination and other barriers to voting, and expand access to voter registration and accurate election information. Representative Brian Steele of Wisconsin called Biden's executive order, quote, an attempt to tilt the scales ahead of the 2024 election. As chairman of the Committee on House Administration, Steele issued the subpoenas to get detailed plans of how cabinet secretaries will advance the agenda before the election. Bernie Bennett in Washington.
More details at srnnews.com. I'm Keith Peters reporting.